Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host this evening, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. We want to invite you to pray and sing and read along with us. So get your Bibles, get your tambourines, your washboard, and get ready to hear the Gospel Truth. We're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness toward us. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry. We come before you, Lord Jesus, asking that you will search our hearts. Oh, God, move upon us right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Send your anointing, oh, God, and send your word, Lord. Let your word have free course. Let every hearer receive a blessing from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send healing and send restoration. Send deliverance, Lord. Oh, God. Send power,
Jesus.
Send strength, Lord God. Send us what we need, Lord Jesus. We don't know our own selves what we need, but, Lord, you know us because you made us. And you know us by name.
Yes,
Lord. We're looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you. We need you to stop by for just a little while, Lord.
Stop by, Lord Jesus.
Glory. Stop by, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Work
Jesus.
Things out.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, right now, Lord.
Stop by with healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, this heavy burden, move in miraculous ways. Work wonders in our midst, Lord. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
God, open up our ears that we may hear your voice when you speak unto us.
Yes,
and
Lord,
help
Jesus.
Us, Lord, to humble ourselves and be
help
obedient to your word. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
name
oh,
of
Lord,
Jesus.
Bless abundantly according to your will, Lord. We are coming to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf
yes,
of those who are on the prayer list who've requested special prayers and have special petitions before you, spoken and unspoken. Lord, we pray on their behalf that you remember them, Lord Jesus, and that you will bless them right now. Oh, God, with their prayer request or petition that they have before
you,
grant it unto them, Lord Jesus. Let it be done according to your holy will. Lord Jesus, we know you have
Jesus,
the power and
all power
able to do everything. Nothing
yes,
is impossible for you. Nothing
yes, Jesus.
Is too hard for you, oh God.
Yes, Lord,
you
Lord.
Can fix everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We believe you, Lord Jesus.
We believe
and we are
right
looking
now,
unto you. We are taking you at your word. We are
yes,
asking Lord. That you will take control. And have your way.
Have your
and
way,
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Somebody listening tonight is expecting a blessing, Lord. Somebody
yes, Lord.
Listening is desiring to be saved, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody is desiring to be healed of their infirmity.
Yes,
oh,
Lord. You know
their
about it. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Disease.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Lord. Somebody is waiting. For a breakthrough, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We are praying, God, that you will grant every one of those requests.
Yes,
Lord. Done, Lord, according
Jesus.
To your
Jesus.
Holy will. We believe
Jesus.
You, Lord, together.
We believe,
and we
Lord
believe
Jesus.
That we have the petitions that we
yes,
ask
Jesus.
In this prayer. And
yes,
we want to thank you.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and
thank
heart.
You, Jesus.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you,
Lord.
You're
making the way for us. So
yes,
Jesus. Thank
we,
you.
We know the way is there and already made.
Thank you.
Lord,
thank
Lord,
you. Thank you.
Made it possible.
Thank
and
you,
we
Jesus.
Praise your holy name. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for this great ministry.
Thank you,
and we ask you to continue to bless it, Lord Jesus. Let it
yes,
grow.
Lord.
Let it prosper. Let it reach souls everywhere. And
yes,
see
Lord.
Glory. remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, we ask you to do these things for us, and we'll continue to give your name the praise. All glory and honor belong unto you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
At this time, we're going to be reading from the eighth number of Psalms. That's the eighth number of Psalms. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightiest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture being read by Sister Cheryl Edmond. Thank God also for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Thank you so much all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service Title 1 School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gale family, Deacon Albert Mack, Logan, Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for any unsaved family members, Lazard Dumas, Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. I'm going to sing a portion of this song.
All of my life, God's been good to me. All of my life, God's been good to me. All of my life, God's been good to me. He's been good, he's been good. Oh, he's been so good to me. All of my life, God's been good to me. Oh, all of my life, God's been good to me. All of my life, God's been good to me. He's been good, he's been good, he's been so good to me. Hey, down through the years, God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Been good, he's been good. Oh, he's been so good to me. And so many times, God's been good to me. So many times, God's been good to me. So many times, God's been good to me. He's been good, he's been good. Oh, he's been so good to me. Hey, all of my life, God's been good to me. Oh, all of my life, God's been good to me. Oh, all of my life, God's been good to me. Been good, he's been good. Oh, he's been so good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know that is not my testimony only, but God has been so good to all of us. I thank God for the broadcast thus far. Thank God for that scripture that Sister Cheryl began to read. Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. His name is excellent. It's worthy to be praised. His name alone is excellent. Thank God for the prayer as well, the beautiful prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would please give us words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Just go the way the Lord leads you to go.
Yes. Amen. Praise be to God. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so grateful and so happy for just being here one more time to minister on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Amen. I thank God for all of you who are tuned in tonight. Thank God for you, and I believe God has a special blessing for you. And just thinking on what we've heard so far, I don't know about you, but my soul is just happy. I'm rejoicing. I have joy down on the inside. So the enemy tried to take my joy.
Well, he tried.
I cannot take it away. And when we just reflect on that scripture that was read, we can have a conversation with the Lord, saying to him, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. His name is excellent. His glory is above the heavens. And so it will make you consider the work of his hands, all the things that he's done, how he hung the moon and the stars in the sky. He ordained these things. Hallelujah. And so what are we? What is man? That God should even be mindful of us. But just remember how merciful he is. Remember how loving and compassionate he is. Praise the Lord. That he would stop by and visit us. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
He doesn't have to do it. But every now and then, he'll stop by. Oh, praise be to God.
Thank you.
He'll come in and he'll work things out. He'll lay his hand upon us and touch us. Oh, thank you, Lord. He visits us. But we have much to be thankful for. Amen. How excellent is his name in all the earth. Praise God. That makes me just want a God like you.
Everywhere.
Praise God. If I'm going in the grocery store, I just want to praise my God.
That's all right.
Cut a set a step or two and raise my hand and say,
all right, yes,
Lord. The Lord, his name is excellent in all the earth, everywhere. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you to just give God more praise. Be grateful for what the Lord has done. Be so thankful. And by you showing how much you thank the Lord and how much you appreciate what he's done, just imagine what God wants to do for you, how much more he wants to bless you. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming on in. But I just thank God. I'm truly enjoying ministering on the Gospel Truth broadcast along with everyone who is on here tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So let us prepare our hearts to receive the word of God. Let's get ready to hear from God. And as I often say, put aside all things that could distract you from hearing the word of God. As soon as the word gets ready to come, something will pop up, something will come to your mind. Let's do this, let's do that. No, put that aside. Stop everything. And let's hear what thus says the Lord. And now we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes, let us pray along with her and for her while she will bring forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone out in Radio Land. Everyone that is on the line tonight, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will have your way, that you will send your word, send your anointing, that you will touch and bless some soul. Oh, my God, that you will save, that you will help somebody to give up their sins and turn their life over to you. We know thou art able. We know you have the power. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank the Lord thus far for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Mm-hmm. Now, let us go to the word of God. First, we want to go to of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. And begin with verse 1. We have quite a few scriptures here, and hopefully we'll be able to get to as many of them as we can or as the Lord leads. But we're going to begin reading here in Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, to the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat. Ye clothe you with wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. My title tonight is Woe to the Shepherds. Woe to the Shepherds. And the theme is Feed the Flock of God. Glory to God. This was Ezekiel, who was a prophet, and the word came to him from the Lord, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds. In other words, he wasn't pleased with the shepherds, but he was against the shepherds of Israel. And he told them to prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Now, we know that we are living in terrible times, and men are changing up. The shepherds are changing up.
and they're going in a different way, a way that God is not pleased with. So he began to speak to Ezekiel, the prophet, and began to tell him to prophesy against these shepherds. And I believe a shepherd is a person who tends to sheep, and they will guide the sheep or guard in the manner of a shepherd. So a shepherd is considered a leader. Now, these were shepherds, but they were faithless. They weren't keeping the faith. And we know that we must keep the faith, as was stated on today. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We must be faithful unto death, no matter what's going on, no matter what happens in our lives. We must maintain that faithfulness to the Lord our God, because he has Amen. A crown for everyone that loves his appearing and keep his commandments and do his will. We must Amen. Keep the faith. But these shepherds, they were faithless. And God knows they began to do their own thing, and the Lord was not pleased with them. So he began to say, woe be to the shepherds of Israel. In other words, sorry to the shepherds of Israel. Glory to God. God was not, he was not in fellowship with what they were doing in the way they were living. In verse 3, it says, ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool. You're eating the fat, and you're clothing yourself with kill them that are fed. But ye eat not the flock. Oh, my God, my God. I'm thinking about this shepherd, and I'm thinking about the flock of God. A flock is a group of animals or sheep, and in this particular chapter is typifying the sheep. The sheep of God is a group under the guidance of a leader or a church congregation. Now, if we look around, we can see in the world, we can see how that the church is getting worldly, and the world
Amen.
Is getting churchy. Glory yes. to God. The world is wearing hats, and the church people don't want to wear hats no more. Glory all to right. God. They're wearing all kinds of Egyptian hairstyles. Lord, they got all kinds of beads, all kinds of things intertwined in their hair. And I heard when the word of God told Moses he did not want the children of Israel to be like the Egyptians, nor to adorn themselves like the Egyptians. But my people, they have gone astray, and these shepherds are allowing them to come into the house of God and
preach
any kind of way. Hallelujah. The shepherds, they're eating and they're getting full. They are wearing the wool. Hallelujah. And they kill them that are fed. But ye feed not the flock. They're not even feeding the flock of God. They're feeding themselves. They're
eating
getting
themselves.
Fat and healthy and wearing the luxurious clothes. Lord, I tell you, we got to turn from that way. The shepherds need to turn and come back to God. Hallelujah,
yes,
they're falling away
yeah.
the way that they used to preach. They don't preach that way no more. The way they used to teach, they don't
Go
teach
ahead.
That way no more. They're preaching the word of God. They're preaching out of these new revised Bibles, and they are changing the words of God. But the Bible is letting us know that if any man adds to this book, their life, hallelujah, will be taken from the book of life. Glory to God. God said, if they add to this book, all these plagues is going to be added unto them.
Amen.
These false prophets are going forth saying that God said, God didn't say no such a thing. God didn't tell them to say that. They're saying what they want to say. They're speaking out of their heart. Hallelujah. It's not what goeth in that defiles a man, but it's what comes out that defiles the man. They're going in a way of their own. The Bible says, woe unto them is going to be sorry. The songwriter wrote a song and said, sinner, you're going to be sorry. Sinner, you're going to be sorry when he sound the judgment sound. Hallelujah. When that trumpet sound, glory to God, you're going to be sad. And the Bible say, all they that are in the grave, hallelujah, they're going to get up because they're going to hear the voice of the Lord. And when they hear his voice, they're going to come forth. Some is going to come forth to everlasting life, and some are going to come forth to everlasting damnation. Glory to God. I don't want to be that one. I want to rise. I want to rise in that first resurrection, because the second resurrection had no power. Glory to God. I want to be ready. I don't want to be like these faithless shepherds that are supposed to be leading the people of God. The Bible's telling us in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Sorry unto you. Woe unto you. You're going to pay for scattering. You're going to pay for scattering the sheep of his pasture. You see, these sheep is the sheep of God's pasture. It's not our pasture, but it belongs to the Lord. And he said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered, glory to God, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock, you see. Oh, my God. Somebody said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, people are using words, hallelujah, causing people to be scattered abroad, hallelujah. The flock is being scattered, going here, going there. No place to be settled, but they're going from place to place because they have been scattered. By who? By the pastors. Hallelujah. They are talking about some of everything. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. When you feed a flock, you furnish them with something essential, something that they need. I heard the preacher preach on the other week, said that, how that some children, but they don't feed the children right. Hallelujah. Yes. They give them potato chips in the morning for breakfast and candy, all kinds of things that are not good for them. They need nourishment. They need the right kind of food. They need good breakfast food. They need milk. Hallelujah. Not potato chips. Lord, I tell you, we're living in terrible times. Glory to God. These pastors are feeding the people some of everything. But it's not the right food. It's not nourishing the flock. Is not helping the flock to grow, is not helping the flock to spread out and to grow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, every branch in me that bringeth not fruit is pruned, it is cut down. Glory to God, and is withered. The Lord, he'll purge it, and it is cast into the fire. That's why the church and the people, the sheep of his pastor, they have to grow. They need sustenance. They need to know how to be able to stand. When a sheep is born, hallelujah, little lamb, glory to God, it's weak. You have to feed it milk. Glory to God. And sometimes their legs is not strong enough to stand up. They wiggle, they wobble, they fall down. Hallelujah. And this is what happens to God's people sometimes. Newborn babes in Christ desire the sincere milk of the word. Hallelujah. Ah, woo, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They're newborn babes. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they need to be nourished. They need to be fed. Hallelujah. You can't give them a big piece of meat. You have to give them milk, some sincere milk of the word. So they can grow, so they can be nourished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They have to be nourished. They have to be cared for. Thank you, Jesus. They have to be developed. They have to have some kind of sustenance so they can be able to stand up without falling down. But the pastors are feeding them all kinds of junk food. Yes. Hallelujah. They're saying all kinds of things that don't make the sheep grow. It doesn't make them grow. What it does is them down even more. Hallelujah. And these shepherds, they wasn't really eating the sheep. They were eating the good food. They were getting fat. Hallelujah. They were wearing the wool. They were wearing the goody clothes. But the sheep was going lacking. And that's the way it is today. The sheep is going lacking because the shepherds and the pastors are too busy feeding themselves. Hallelujah. Making themselves fat. Making themselves strong. And long as I worry about yours. But Lord, I tell you, God He said, woe, woe unto those shepherds. God is going to pay you back, and his pay is going to be a righteous pay. Hallelujah. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. The church needs a faith way pastor, a leader who has faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody that's going to furnish you with something that you need. And what do we need? We need the word of God. The word of God is what develops us. The word of God is essential to last without food and water. If you don't give the sheep food and water, they're going to soon die. And the beast of the field is going to devour them. That's why we have to feed the flock of God and give them the word of God. The Lord spoke in the book of St. John, the 21st chapter and verse 15. The Bible says, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, sell me more than these. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs, my lambs. Glory to God. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. Yes. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe the disciples went fishing. And they began to fish. And they toiled all night long. But nothing. They didn't catch anything. And then they kept on fishing. And Jesus appeared before them. He said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast that net therefore, and they were able to draw up a multitude of fishes. And they began to, somebody made a fire there, and they began to cook the fish, and they began to sit down and dine. Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish ye had now caught. And they brought up the fish, and Jesus said, come and dine. They began to dine. After they got finished dining, Jesus, he said to Peter, he called him by his name. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these, more than all these fish that you caught? He said unto him, yea, Lord. He said, you know that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. He said unto him again, second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved. Because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. So Jesus confronted Simon and wanted to know, did he love him more than he loved all those fish? And Peter kept saying, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Yes.
So Jesus told him to feed his sheep. People whom Jesus and whom the Lord God Almighty called for into the ministry and put the word of God in them and command them the word of God, they must preach the word and feed the flock of God. Feed them, not beat them. We have preachers today and pastors and shepherds. Instead of feeding the flock, they are beating the flock. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. They are beating the sheep and saying all manner of things against the sheep. But God, he's going to send judgment, and he's going to pay back those who were faithless. They didn't do the will of God. They didn't feed the sheep, but they beat the sheep. They let the sheep go lacking. No water, no grass. Hallelujah. The grass was trodden down by them. And then they make the sheep eat the grass that they have trodden down. And this is what the Bible says. Read on down a little bit further. The Bible says in Ezekiel 34, and the third verse said, ye eat the fat, and ye clothe ye with wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh, my God. Those who were diseased, you didn't even say were going through something. They were sick. Hallelujah. And you have some. They go around saying they're sick because they sinned. And that's what they did to Job. When Job was going through his affliction, his friends accused him of sinning.
Yes,
but Job, he held to his integrity.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And he held on until God delivered him. But he's saying here, the shepherds, they didn't strengthen the disease. They ridiculed them. They backed off from them. Glory. They backed up off of them. Glory to God. Oh, my God. They turned their back and went the other way. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which didn't heal them. Glory to God. You said, I can't pray for them. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I tell you. God's word is right. You didn't pray for. The Bible says in 1 John, I believe it's about the fourth chapter in the book of 1 John. We'll get back to that, but going back here to Ezekiel 34, I believe the word of God was saying, neither had ye healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Some was driven away by you, but you didn't go. Hallelujah. You didn't go and say about them. Lord Jesus, you didn't even think about trying to help them to come back. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the fourth verse, the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. You drove them away, but then you didn't want to go back and get them. Didn't want to bring them back.
All right.
Didn't want to heal them. They need him, but you ain't going to heal him. But Jesus said in the word, when they came to Jesus and got Jesus, Jesus went and he healed that man. He healed him. But what did you do? You turned them away. But God is going to pay. He's a God of equity, and he's going to pay every man equally. And we will get each and every one of us due unto us. He said, you have not, you haven't, ye, neither had ye bound up that which was broken. Some of them, a broken heart, but you didn't bind them up. But Jesus said in St. Luke 4:18, he said, he has sent me. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. And the poor had the gospel preached unto them. But you didn't bind them up. They walked away with a broken heart, cast down. And the Bible says, you didn't bring them back again after you drove them away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. The one that was lost, you didn't go seek them out. But with force and cruel force, had you ruled them.
And we ruled them.
Yes, Lord. They have ruled them with force and with cruelty. I tell you, some of these shepherds are so cruel. Hallelujah. They just want. Tell you, I want $1,000 a week. If you don't bring $1,000 a week, you can't be a part of this church. The devil is a liar. He is a liar. Jesus said, not for filthy lucre. We don't preach for filthy lucre. We preach to feed the flock of God, to nourish the flock of God, to cause them to develop, to help maintain them, keep the maintenance going on with and make sure the operation continues, the operation of the ministry continues. The sheep continue to grow, and they get nourished, they get encouraged. You got to support them. Glory to God.
That's right.
Some of these shepherds, you can't get no support from them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can't get no encouragement from them. Hallelujah. All you get is a beat down. But God, he is not pleased with that. He's not pleased. He said in his word, with force and cruelty, some of them are just cruel. I heard one. I was told that one preacher got up to give, and he began to speak, and another preacher that was sitting in a pulpit, I guess he was, I don't know, but he was sitting in a pulpit, and while the preacher was going forth, I guess he was taking too long or something, so he said, sit down. Jesus told him to sit down, but I guess John must have kept on talking. And he had a gun in his pocket. He said, I said, sit down. Cruelty. Ruling with cruelty and with force. You'd be surprised of some of the shepherds, so-called shepherds, faithless shepherds, sitting in pulpits with guns. You do something with force and cruelty, they are ruling you. The Bible says that they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meek to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. After they got scattered, these shepherds, hallelujah, the Bible said there is no shepherd. And the reason there is no shepherd, because they caused the sheep to be scattered, and they caused them to become meat to the beasts of the field, and they were all scattered throughout. That's not a shepherd. If you're scattering the flock, you are not a shepherd. Amen. The Bible says in St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Bible tells us that a hireling, when he see the wolf coming, he'll take off and leave the sheep.
Amen. Yes,
he'll leave them because he's a hireling.
Amen.
What kind of shepherd are you? A hireling?
All right.
A faithless shepherd? A shepherd that beats with him and rule with force? God is going to pay you. He said, woe unto you.
Whoa.
The shepherd of Israel is a figurative expression referring to the kings and the other political or religious leaders. Back in the Bible days, I believe God called David and made him over, put him up as the shepherd over Israel. And he began to lead the Israelites. He fought and he led them. Why? Because God called him and God put him in that office. Some people, they haven't been called. They've been put up.
Amen. Amen.
Called by God. And that's the reason the sheep are being scattered. In verse 6, it said, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the words of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Those shepherds, they just fed themselves. They didn't feed the flock. Glory to God, they didn't search for the flock. And when one went astray, they didn't go after that one. Hallelujah. But they continue to feed themselves and do their own thing. Hallelujah. They are not even worried about that lost sheep or that one that was left behind. Glory, glory. The Bible tells us in St. Luke 4:18 and St. John 21:15, Simon, the son of Jonas, God, he began to say, lovest thou me more than these? Sometimes you need to ask these shepherds, do you love the Lord more than this filthy lucre? Because that's
all right.
Some of them is just preaching for the lucre. Amen, for the lucre. That's all. The Bible calls it filthy lucre. The love of money is the root of all evil. It causes you to do whatever you want to do and neglect the flock of God. But God's flock going to be redeemed. God is going to bring them back. And he said in the same chapter, he's going to bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And he will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country, all those places where they have been scattered. God is going to bring them back. And he's going to feed them. In the tempered I believe that's the 8th verse. He said, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. And that's what a lot are doing today. They feed themselves, but they're not feeding the flock. And the flock is dying. The flock is getting weak. The flock is disencouraged. The flock is being scattered.
Amen.
The Bible said, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherd. He keeps saying he's against the shepherd. Why? Because they didn't feed the flock. They refused to feed the flock. And I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. He's going to require it at their hand. And he's going to cause them to stop feeding the flock. Mm-hmm. Neither shall shepherds feed themselves anymore. They ain't going to be able to feed themselves. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been cloudy and dark days. Glory to God. Going over, back over to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and the 2nd verse, therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. You haven't even visited them. You haven't called them to see how they were doing. You didn't try to find them. You didn't try to find out what's going on. And when they tried to come to you and talk to you, you didn't want anything. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. He's going to visit you upon the evils of your doing. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries which I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Let me tell you something. A good shepherd, if one of those sheep go astray, he will go after that sheep. And the Bible tells us in St. Luke 15th chapter. I know I ain't got much time left, but I'm going to try to get in as much as I can. St. Luke 15:4-7. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. God, he will cause that sheep to be found if you go after him. You got to go look for him. I'm reminded of a man. He had a flock of sheep, and the sheep were going through the mountains. He was guiding them, and one of them got lost. Let me tell you, that man left all those sheep, and it was a lot of them. He left all of them, and he went up in the mountains, and that mountain was steep. And I said to myself, I said, that man is not going to find that sheep. That man went up there, and it took him, I don't know how long it took him, but it took him a long time. But he came back with that sheep, and they were rejoicing. This Bible is right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
99 and go after that one sheep. Hallelujah. The 99 sheep that's doing well. They don't need you to come after them. But that one that's lost, that's the one you need to go after. Jesus
yes.
said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are mm-hmm. sick, hallelujah, they need a physician. Hallelujah. And Jesus came to save the lost sheep of Israel. He came to save us as lost sheep. We were wandering down in Egypt, man. We didn't have yeah. no guidance. We didn't have no encouragement. We were out there just running around in sin. But God had mercy on us. Hallelujah. He sent his son Jesus. Somebody came to us and preached the word to us and witnessed to us. And we believed
yes.
it and received
Amen.
It. And the Lord drew us in out of the muck and mire. He brought us out with a strong arm.
Yes.
The Lord delivered us, and he saved us. He delivered our soul from this sin-cursed world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God was preached. It was preached unto us, and it was preached unto them back in the days, the Bible days. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, let us go into the next town that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. That's the reason Jesus came forth, to preach unto us, to save us, to go from town to town, from city to city, from country to country, to save, to heal the brokenhearted, those who were sick. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a Savior. We needed somebody to come to our rescue. We needed somebody to heal us. Hallelujah. We needed our minds healed. Our hearts needed to be cleansed. And Jesus, he did it for us. Why? Why can't we go see about somebody else? God
Amen.
Is good. I'm just going to have to come on in. I'm by no means at all finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
But God,
thank you, Jesus.
God, he's going to pay them. He said, woe unto them. He's going to pay them
Whoa.
Back for how they have treated the sheep, the flock of God, the ones that God called out. He called some of us out. We were in the ghettos of sin. Some of us was in
mm-hmm.
a terrible situation, terrible condition. But God, he came and drew us out, and he
yes,
took
he
us
did.
For his own. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it today. Hallelujah. There may be somebody out there. Maybe you have gone astray, and maybe you have been scattered. Maybe you've been diseased. Maybe you've been sick. Maybe you've been brokenhearted. But God is here to deliver your soul right now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We are asking
you,
that you look upon the souls of men, those who are
yes,
broken,
please.
Those who have been scattered abroad, those who have been ruled with brute force and cruelty. Have mercy on them, Lord.
Reach.
Touch them right now, Lord. Change
That's
their
right
heart. Change their mind. Give them a new mind. Bring them back to you, Lord. Nourish
yes,
them, Lord.
Lord.
Cherish them, Do Lord.
It.
Soul. Strengthen them,
yes,
oh,
Lord.
Heal their bodies, oh, Lord. Save them, Lord Jesus. We know
Save
you're able,
Jesus.
Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus.
We
need you to feed them. We need you to support them, Lord. In the name of
it,
Jesus, some need to be provided for. Please, Jesus, have your way in their lives.
Save have your way, Lord.
Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Bring that soul back, Lord, that have gone astray. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, to go after the lost God. Help us to take care of the flock of God. Help us to tell them the truth. Help them, Lord.
Help us,
in the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Have mercy tonight, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to be sorry that they left you. Help them to be sorrowful that they
gave in
to the devil. Help them, oh Lord, to break up their heart and say, Lord, Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord.
Sorry that I've been scattered. Sorry that my heart is broken. Sorry that I gave up on you. Hallelujah. But give them a mind to come on back, Lord. Help them to humble themselves and seek your faith and call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Jesus, have mercy tonight. Send mercy, Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. Jesus, we thank you right now. We believe it for the soul. We believe that you're going to send them back. We believe that you're going to help them to return unto you. We believe that you have bound up the broken heart. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Jesus, we believe you for the healing of their bodies. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank
you, Lord.
Telling the shepherds to feed the flock of God. I'm going to go ahead and give the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen and Evangelist Cynthia if they'd like to have remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that powerful message. And as she began to preach under the anointing, the tears began to come to my eyes, thinking how this is so serious that somebody could be left in charge of the people of God and not care for them. That was the description of a hireling. A hireling does not care for the sheep.
That's
they only
the
are selfish. They care for themselves. They don't care what happens to the sheep. But I just thank God, hallelujah, for sending that word and letting these shepherds know that they will have to give account. They're going to have to pay for what they're doing. And the way they treat God's people, the sheep of God, the flock of God, we need to feed the flock of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So I just want to encourage you, if you're in a position of leading the people of God, please take heed to this message. Anybody in a leadership position, and you have anything to do with leading God's people, in any ministry, I encourage you to take heed to this warning. This is a warning. Whoa.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, please God. Be the flock of God.
Yes.
Forget about yourself. Like Jesus, he laid down his life for the sheep. He cared for the sheep. I thank God my soul has truly been touched in a very serious way. Listening to that message, I just want to tell Evangelist May to continue to preach the word of God, and she needs to preach this a few more broadcasts.
Amen.
Yes, because somebody needs to hear it. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I thank God for that beautiful message, the anointed message that came tonight, Revenge May, talking about feeding the flock, feed my sheep. Jesus began to ask Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And Peter said, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. And he began to ask Peter that three times. And the last time Peter began to get kind of sorrowful, like, you know I love you. Why do you keep asking me this?
Yes.
Jesus began to tell him to feed my sheep.
Yes.
Amen. If you love God and you've been called by him and you say you love him, you're going to feed the flock, not feed the flock.
Amen.
True. Because God, I tell you, you're going to give an account. The shepherds, whether you know it or not, you're going to have to present the people to God.
Amen.
You have to stand before God and present the people. So what are you going to tell God if you come before him as a shepherd and you don't have no sheep?
Yeah.
What is your answer going to be?
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for that word.
Thank you, Lord.
I love the word of God. I tell you, that word is a stern message.
Amen.
He said, with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Amen.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. They're ruling with force and cruelty. They're threatening people. If you don't do this and if you don't do that, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And that's force and cruelty. Amen.
Yes.
But that's not the way Jesus came. He came to the humble land.
Amen.
He didn't even want the people to know who he was. He didn't even want his name to be brought as fame.
Amen.
He came as a lowly lamb, and he began to heal the people. And when he healed them, he began to get away because he didn't want the people to know.
Amen.
So I thank God for this word tonight. It has me stirred up. It has me stirred up. But, you know, the Lord, he began to say, he said, I will seek my flock out. He's
going
to go into the mountains and he's going to get them and gather them all up together and bring them back to the fold.
Amen.
They down here feeding themselves, dressing themselves up in nice clothes, sitting there eating steak meals and carrying
on,
and the flock is lacking.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all have to forgive me because I'm stirred up about this.
That's all right. Go ahead, anyhow.
The word of God is right. And I tell you, it's right all by itself. And I just thank God for the word. I want to encourage you. If God has called you and placed you over a flock, feed the flock. Nourish the flock.
Yes.
Care for the flock.
Yes.
Don't turn your back on the flock.
Yes.
Amen. If they sick, go see about them. If they in need, help them out. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you, how you going to call for the elders of the church if the elders of the church is against you?
Yes.
Yes. How you going to call for healing?
Yes.
How you going to call for help?
Amen.
Amen. You got to take care of the flock.
Amen.
Amen. Just as you would your children.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Just as you would your children. If your children, if you came home and your children was hungry and you came home with nothing to eat, that child, just like they did, child is going to go find something to eat somewhere else.
Amen.
He's going to go find something to eat because they are hungry.
Yes.
Amen. I'm reminded of the woman and her husband adopted children.
Yes.
And they had their own children, but the adopted children, they wouldn't feed. They kept them locked up in the room, kept the refrigerator and everything locked up.
Yes.
Wouldn't even feed the children, but they adopted them. They took them in.
Yes.
But wouldn't feed them.
Yes.
And finally, the young man, he they thought he was young, but he was older, an old teenager, but he was so malnutritious.
Yes.
He was so thin and skinny and malnutritious. The boy, they found him in the neighbor's trash can digging for food because he was hungry.
Yes.
I tell you, God, he's good.
Amen.
He's good.
Yes.
And that word is right. And I'm going with the word. I'm going with the word.
Amen.
And I want to encourage the man to continue to preach the word. Amen. I'm just a little stirred up. That's all.
Yes, that's all right.
I'm trying to come behind the preacher, but I'm a little stirred up.
And yeah, I just ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Be encouraged, man.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Hameen. And I tell you, I really enjoy the Word of God as well. And I feel for the flock of God who have these shepherds over them who are so cruel that they won't even pray for them. And I heard how maybe they'll begin to talk about how, you know, they'll say they won't pray for them, or the Lord gave them not to pray for them.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a scripture in Matthew 5:44 where Jesus told us to pray for those which despitefully use us and persecute us. And if we can pray for those, and we have to pray for those people that do that, then what about the ones who are the flock of God? And so, you know, you can't believe everything we hear. God's word says that's what's true. And I tell you, I don't even have to tell you, you preach. You know you've been preached. But it was God, and it was good, and I enjoyed it. I thank God for the word of God coming through you, for all the listeners, all your patience. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. I have a scripture I'm going to read real quick from 1 John.
Yes.
The fifth chapter and verse 15 said, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire him. But I want emphasis on the 16th verse. Any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall receive, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Praise the Lord. That scripture I read because people saying that the Lord don't lead them to pray for an individual, but he didn't tell you that. He said, amen, unto death. I do not say he shall pray for it.
Amen.
Now, this is what the word says. This is not my word. He said, if any man do sin, if a brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he can act. All he has to do is act, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse for us not praying for an individual. As long as they didn't sin a sin unto death, the
Amen.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Bible said there is no forgiveness for in this life nor the life to come. That's what it says.
Yeah.
But I go by the word of God. I don't go by what people say. People say whatever comes to their mind. People say things that they think. People say things that they think God wants them to say, but all the time it's not so. God, that's not godly. You have to read the word and study the word and see what the word says. That's why we have the word go by. The word, not our feelings, not our surmisings, not what we think, and not what
we feel,
but by the word of God. Truly, I thank God for his word. I tell you, I just thank God for all the remarks, for the prayer, for everything that was said and done unto the glory and honor of God. May the Lord continue to bless his word and bless us as the people of God, the sheep of his pasture. And I thank the Lord for all those who are on the broadcast. I don't know if Dr. Tolbert was able to get in, but if she did, I'm glad that she was able to get in. And I pray that she would continue to listen into this broadcast. At this time, I'm sure we are over. This brings the broadcast to a close. And unless there's anything else, Tameen?
Nothing further at this time.
Okay, Ben. Anyone else? Ben, Cynthia, Ben, it's Khadija, Dr. Tolbert?
Not at this time.
Okay.
praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. We will be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. if the Lord's will. We ask you to tune in with us again that you may receive a blessing from the Lord. And if that's all, say good night.